Moscow is being accused of weaponizing winter as it targets Ukraine's energy facilities. Biden says strikes knocked out power and water supplies in the Kyiv region. More than 3 million people have been without heating in sub-zero temperatures. Power outages have also affected other regions. They stretch from Kharkiv in the north to Lviv in the west, as well as the Odessa region in the south. Ukraine's state-run energy firm says three nuclear plants have switched off supply to the energy electrical grid. And as winter progresses, temperatures are predicted to plummet to as low as minus 20 degrees in some areas. The WHO says up to 3 million people could flee their homes in search of warmth and safety. Rory Chalons has more from the Ukrainian city of Vyshgorod.
I think there's one word for the condition in Ukraine at the moment, and that is miserable. There are millions of people across the country who have spent the night in cold, damp, chilly apartments and homes with no power and no running water. This is Vyshgorod on the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, and this is a place that yesterday was targeted by a Russian missile. It destroyed an apartment building here, killing five people. Just up the road, there is also a power plant, so presumably the Russians were aiming for that, but they missed, and instead they got an apartment building. Now, the emergency services have set up a tent here to help people in the area, and this is where you can come if you want a bit of warmth and something hot to eat. We can speak to Aliona here, who's an emergency services worker. Aliona, what is this place? What's going on here?
Hi, it's our invincible point. People comes here to drink some tea or coffee, maybe eat some cookie, to spend time in a warm place and to charge their phones. You can come inside.
Go inside. Let's go down and have a look. Okay, so we'll let Joao, the cameraman, go in first. It's a little cramped in there. So apologies if the lens fogs up a bit here, but as you can see, conditions are kind of basic, but, you know, it's warm and there is power. There's somewhere to lie down. There's a hot drink, and that's what people need at the moment. So at the moment, there is still 70% of Kyiv that is without power, though the mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says that emergency services have been working throughout the night to try and get power back up for the city. There has been water restored on the left bank of the city, but still on the right bank, it remains powerless. There is something else I want to show you here, which is a rabbit in a box. This was found bouncing around on the streets, presumably from the destroyed building, and the emergency service here is saying that they are finding animals like this, and when they do find them, they bring them to this invincibility point, and the owners, when they can come and collect them.